And now some quick takeouts on stories that we're following this week. We're going to start with Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise. So great news on the housing front, right? The Treasury Department is going to give $35 billion in mortgage relief. This is going to go straight to the homeowners who have lost their jobs and are struggling to pay their mortgage payments, right?
Good morning. Well, of course, we don't really know if it's good news or not, because we don't know if this government bet on housing is going to pay off or not. We don't know the details of this program yet. We expect it this week sometime. It should be tens of billions of dollars that the government is going to push out to the mortgage market, possibly through the states. But I think if you step back a little, what's interesting is that the government is really effectively running the housing market now. And I've really enjoyed the segment you all have been doing where you ask regular people what they're seeing on the ground with their houses. Mm-hmm. But what they haven't been saying is that those sold signs are really the hand of the government. And there wouldn't be many sold signs without the government supporting the market.
So if the Treasury Department did not do this new $35 billion relief plan, that you're saying the housing market would probably crash?
Well, there's two arguments. So some people are saying if the government were not doing all the things it's already doing, remember, we've already put $75 billion towards refinancing and efforts to prevent foreclosures. So some people say if you weren't doing that, we'd be in a depression, that housing prices would have spiraled far more. But other people say, look, if the prices need to come down, let's take the pain now. Let's not delay it. And in fact, some people are concerned that the government programs are too risky. Even some people are calling the government the new Countrywide, which is probably a little extreme, but some people are saying that.
Okay. Louise Story, finance reporter for The New York Times.